Here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Well, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ah! Hey, what's going on, everybody? Woo! That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and always next to me is Debonair motherfucker right here.
Molotash.
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. What's going on, man? Craziness in the subways.
Yes. People riding it without pants.
Why? Like, I know it's like this. It's become this annual event where these people, but like, have you been in a subway, man? Like,
I actually, no, never.
No? You've never been in a
subway.
Okay. It's not a clean place. It's got... Every germ
it's like
you
the
can
community
possibly...
doorknob. Everybody gets a turn, you know?
Yeah. It's just like Steven's mom. Listen, it's just... Steven,
oh,
you know who you are.
Steve, your mom! I see her.
She was a slut, Steve. She was a slut. Some everybody named Steve out there is like, fuck those guys. My mom's a saint. But dude, wait, I just don't understand, like, why would you want to, I saw a guy laying, like, Burt Reynolds style on the subway floor in the terminal, like, with just a shirt and his briefs on. Congratulations, you got VD. What are you doing to yourself, man?
In places like that, I would just be concerned that anything and everything would evolve to a point where it's airborne. So, yeah, you breathe something and you know, all of a sudden you got something.
You're a lot closer to some stanky snatches and dirty assholes in that kind of situation. Ooh. I got a feel that it's going to alter the makeup of the air quality. I got a feeling it's going to fuck up the air quality. Last thing I want is to be in a car with a bunch of stanky snatches.
With shit in my lemonade.
Well, shit in my lemonade. Fuck you guys.
Alright, we're getting off topic. So
anyways,
bad.
Yeah, straight up. But you know, when you get into a Christopher Walken thing, man, it's hard to stop.
I'm so sorry, that was my fault.
Alright, that's all. But yeah, it's just kind of gross to me. Like, I get it, it's funny. It makes for interesting pictures on Instagram.
I've actually seen videos of, like, some dude sleeping.
Yeah.
And this rat the size of a house cat crawling up his leg.
Oh.
And he, like, kind of wakes up a little bit, like, brushes his shoulder off, and just goes right back to sleep like nothing happened. Apparently, it's like an everyday occurrence.
That's because there was no Chinese guys around. Chinese guy would have saw that and be like,
chasing it with a freaking butcher knife.
Just don't move. Stay right where you are. Don't wake up.
Got a butcher knife in his hand. He's like, oh.
You're doing fine.
Yeah.
Stay right there.
You're going to taste so good. Nothing like...
Freeze.
Nothing like a little Subway fare to get you going in the morning. Tastes just like chicken. All my customers say same thing.
Because, dude, in China, man, rats like a delicacy. They eat that. They actually raise them in pens and stuff on rice. They're actually clean.
Well, I was going to say, at least they're clean and
healthy.
Oh,
dude, like, have you ever seen them? They're fucking huge. And what they do is, here's how they prepare them. They take them into the kitchen. They're holding them by their fucking tails, right? And then they just drop them. Of course, they're tied up. But they drop them into boiling water to kill them, and it burns all the hair right off of them. So they just become hairless real quick. They flash boil and they pull them out. And then they prepare them. Then they got, like, lemon pepper, like, barbecue. They got, like, all these different kinds of varieties they make this rat in. I was watching it on Bizarre Foods and shit, man. And like, fuck. Crazy, dude. It's like, and they're 70 bucks
wow.
a plate. 70 bucks a plate in some gourmet Chinese restaurants. Yeah.
They got a thing with, like, eating things that just died.
Just well, not died. Even that, but they get into some weird shit, too, where they're like, oh, we eat tiger penis, supposed to give you very virile. You'll be good to go.
Virile. Yeah, there you go.
Venereal?
What? Venereal. No, keep you virile. Keep your cock strong. You walk in, it's like, oh! Swinging 5 inches. 5 inches of power. Going to pound your ass butt for a half an hour. What to your mom?
To Steve's mom.
To Steve's mom. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve's mom.
No. What's up, Steve's mom? Be over later.
Also, okay.
We both will.
There was this... Okay. There was this...
High five.
Double teaming Steve's mom.
Because she's got it going on.
Oh, your little sister's young enough to be mine.
Maybe.
Just call me Papa J.
And I'll call her, whoops.
How many planned pregnancies do you think actually occur? I think like less than half. I would say 30% are planned, maybe 20%.
I'm pretty sure that, I haven't seen any numbers to prove this, but I'm pretty sure that most first children are whoops babies. Because every chick I hear talk to, well, every chick I talk to, it's like, wow, I can't even talk to them, what's going on?
Like, every chick I talk to is a whore, so like, they've got 3 or 4 of those already, babies, daddies, daddies.
I mean, a lot of them are in wedlock, you know, like,
yeah, oh, yeah,
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
But like, good God, man, so many of them, they're just like, oh, well, we don't like wearing condoms because it kills us. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's called birth control, okay? Like, listen, put your big girl panties on and swallow the pill, all right? Just, yeah. Seriously, we don't want any of that. Oh, I might have complications later. Yeah, yeah. It's called children. That's, yeah, a way bigger complication, okay, than your once-a-year urinary tract infection.
Definitely
come
makes
on.
Things complicated.
Let's go. Wow, I just got real.
Moving right along.
Yes. Well, so we got a pretty weird story. We're going to go to the What the Florida News team for all the details.
Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoos and Kamal Altash.
Good evening. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
And I'm Kamal Altash.
And this is your What the Florida News break. Manatee County man removed his pants and t-shirt while sitting in a Chili's, but exacerbated his disorderly conduct by spitting at a deputy. That's not going to get you anywhere, Kamal.
No, it's not.
You're damn right it's not. You know where it's going to get you? The back seat of a fucking cop car, Latrell. That's what's going to happen to you.
What a guy.
Yeah, model citizen, Latrell. Okay, so wait, is his name Latrell? God damn it, it's Tressilis. I can't tell with these guys. Oh. Latrell. I kill him, care. It gets harder every time, Kamal. It's hard for a white man to read the news.
I can't tell with these guys.
Torelius. I don't know what the hell it is. Anyway, a black man.
I think it's Tressilis.
Tressilis. Latrell Tressilis. You know, this crime comes to mind as something that would normally fall into a white man's category, don't you think, Kamal?
Actually, when you first read the headline, I thought it was going to be like an elderly white gentleman.
Because who am I? Why am I here? Look at the picture of this guy. Yeah. He looks suspect as hell.
Straight up, dude. I'd tell everybody on staff to watch him just, you know, when he came in the door.
All right, newscaster voices out.
He's going to do something. Just watch him.
Yeah, man, look at him. He's creepy looking. He's like winking at the officer, but like a fucked up wink. Like he's going to just kill him in a minute. Anyways, so check this out. So this guy gets arrested, man. He gets pulled out of there. He's cussing at the manager. He's fucking got his pants off and his shirt off.
Oh, and spitting.
Well, he didn't spit on anybody at Chili's. Point. No, he just spit at the back of the cop's head in the cop car. But that's still assault on an officer, you dumb fuck. So you just turned a misdemeanor into a felony real quick. And you look at his face, and he just looks like he's not concerned. Like, he's got a girlfriend on the inside. He's like, yeah, I'm going to see you soon, LaToya. I'm going to see you real soon.
I'm coming home, baby.
Daddy's coming home. Grease it up and get it ready for me. You ain't been fucking nobody else, right?
I'm more than just a pocket you hold on to.
But don't you get the feeling that, like, newscasters, like, when we were making fun of white newscasters a minute ago, like, don't you get the feeling that lately, like, on the news, they completely try to avoid any sort of, like, racial ID or any kind of, like, any kind of ID at all? They're, like, afraid to say it. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Tom, do we have a story where a black guy is not doing something bad? Because, Jesus Christ, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to get fired.
The key? Never look at the picture. It's just a name. You look at a picture, you're like, ooh, I can see that. Ooh.
Can I just call him Adam Trelius? Wouldn't that just be easier?
Adam,
for
Adam
everybody?
T.
For everybody? No?
Can we just call him T?
I gotta call him Latrell.
Wait, call him LT.
Call him LT?
Yeah.
That's any better?
For lettuce and tomato.
Oh. No, but if you call him LT, somebody might just think you mean Latino. And then they'd be like, and an LT was spotted. Coming out of his house that wasn't his. Did he just say what I think he just said? You know, some guy's like all fucking pissed off. Have the Puerto Rican League up your ass. Fucking, you can't. That's what I'm saying. I think they just avoid all monikers like that on the news. Like, they won't tell you. Like, they'll tell you real quick if it's a white dude committing a crime, though. They'll be like, and a white man
because
today.
It's actually news.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Finally, we can point the finger at somebody else.
That's horrible, man.
Thank goodness. Screw you, white people.
No, but they'll do it though because they're not afraid to. It's not a. I think that they're just. The political correctness has gone so far that they're afraid to say these things. Like, they're afraid to go out when all you're doing is reporting facts. It's not like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like you're being intentional, but like people seem to view it that way, and I don't understand it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's. That was a real depressing. What the Florida news break. Got real dark. Oh, I got into questions of whether or not...
I just dislike hearing about crimes, man. That's
yeah, like, but like it seems it's so sensationalized and that's all they want to talk about is the bad things that are going on.
Well, I heard a poll that most people agreed that 2013 was a shitty year. So I think this year, maybe everybody's going to be like, I'm not going to commit as many crimes.
No, it hasn't started off real good. It has not. There's been a lot of crazy shit going on. There was a school shooting again yesterday.
What?
Yeah, in New Mexico.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's not like 2014 shaping up to be a banner year. Happy New Year, everybody. Jesus Christ, what's going on, man? People are losing their minds.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just nuts. And this kid was in middle school, man. He was like 12 years old. You know,
so the kid pulled it on another kid, or
yeah, he shot another kid, 12 years old with a shotgun, man, with a shotgun. How does a 12 year old kid get a shotgun into a middle school? I mean, like, I hate to point fingers here. No, I hate to point fingers here, but seriously, in this day and age, how does a 12 year old get a shotgun into a middle school? Let's explore that. You know, let's take a look at that. Where did you guys fuck up? I mean. I know it sounds really fucked up to say that, but I'm telling you, if you put a cop in every school like we have in Florida, you won't have as many problems. I promise you that. You won't have as many problems.
You know how we used to solve problems back when we were going to school?
Yeah.
We'd fight.
Yeah, but that stuff doesn't happen anymore. And like, and even if it could, like, it's just, you can't do it anymore because... people are gonna beat the crap out of each other. It's not like it was when we were kids and you'd get in a little scuffle
and you'd shake hands.
Like,
afterwards, okay, well, you know,
and walk away.
You're king shit. I didn't all right. mean to.
Yeah,
to disagree.
You're obviously
with you.
Better at punching than me. So, You win and carry on. Now it's just like they pull out guns. They pull out guns. They get crazy. I want everybody to get I don't want everybody to get along. Like, can't we all just get along? No, that's not what I want. I just want us to start moving forward.
Make a conscious effort.
Yeah, make a conscious effort to be better people as a whole, man.
Before you decide on something that could potentially suck for everybody.
Yeah.
Think about it twice. Just a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. You know, take that extra second out of your freaking life.
Yeah, man.
And just try to make this be a little responsible easier human being. On everybody.
Yeah. Let's have a good 2014. Starting off a little rocky. Think we can right the ship.
Absolutely. Speaking of righting the ship. Woo! There was no getting this right.
Just sitting right back and you hear a tale of a fateful ship that got really fucked up on its final trip. On its final trip. That shit got messed up, yo. Waves were crashing.
Did it sink, or?
It didn't sink, but I guarantee you motherfuckers weren't getting back in that bitch.
Probably getting their money back.
Oh, dude, that shit was rough, dude. I mean, it was this video that popped up on the internet, man, and it shows really graphically how this ship's being tossed. This huge cruise ship is just being thrown around in the ocean like a rag doll. And then it shows a video clip of the inside, what's going on.
Literally, like the way it's being jostled around, it looks like it would weigh nothing.
Yeah.
But then you see the size of these waves just crashing into the side of it and like splashing upward and falling. It's not little. But right. It's being moved around like it is.
Yeah. It's crazy. There's this one fat guy, he slips and falls and he just goes to the right side of the screen, and then all of a sudden he just comes, the ship goes the other way, and here he comes with like five chairs and a sofa just going towards the other end, and he was not on the good side of the five chairs and the sofa.
Nope. And people were rushing in to try and help him like get back up on his feet. He's just freaking useless laying there like
he's
dead
just
weight.
Getting slammed into things
and because
beat
of
up.
Him all these other people are getting fucked up too. Yeah. Dodging furniture.
Did you notice the three Asians right there in that little kitchen that they just stood right there at the kitchen and didn't move. They were just right there between those two inner walls.
And that's exactly
where
what I
should
done.
Be. Yeah, man.
There's
you're not
no
going anywhere.
Particles or things falling off of shelves coming at you. It's just left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Ride it out. You got a wall to fall on this side, and you got a wall to fall on that side.
And a lot more to hold on to with those counters and all that stuff, man. Yep. You're good to go.
I would only be concerned about knives, but, you know, they're in the kitchen.
Dude, I really wish I could have heard the audio of it. There was no audio for the actual inside. I bet it was
high-pitched screaming for females.
Just high-pitched screaming. But I wonder if the band still tried to play. You always hear about, like, Titanic, the band played as they went down. And, like, I just wonder if any band today has that kind of dedication. That boat's fucking up. And it's like, cause dude, on the last cruise I went on, was in 2012, and that band was awesome. They were these Asian guys, and they were freaking insane, man. They played they played Ozzy Osbourne. They played Crazy Train, and you'd swear to God until
like
the guys
solo and all.
Yeah, you'd swear to God until the guy started singing that it was Ozzy Osbourne in the band. Like they were that good on guitar. Like, and he was a really good singer though. He just sounded Asian, you know, when he sang. He was actually, I mean, it wasn't that bad of an accent. He wasn't like, I'm going off the rails and this crazy train. Dun, 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 dun. No, it wasn't that bad. He's like, it was more like, I'm going off the rail and this crazy train.
Oh, so he's doing like the pro karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's not a karaoke guy. He's just, you know, their cover band. But, yeah.
That's cool, man.
It's good. They
that's
were
good entertainment.
They were talented, man.
And that's the whole point.
And it was a stormy day, not as bad as say what those people went through. So we were all playing cornhole, which is really hard to do on a moving ship. I just want to tell everybody like that is that's a hard game. And we were drunk, and it was all the more fun because of that. That was a good time. But I don't think I'm going to be getting back on a cruise ship anytime soon after watching that video. I'll pass.
I'll wait until the weather gets a little bit better.
But you'll never know. Like, sometimes there's those freak storms, man.
We've been getting cold front after cold front after cold front. It's like, it's cold.
Well,
really cold.
Yeah. And then it's 80 degrees.
Yeah, it's 80 degrees with humidity.
Yeah.
For like a day. And then it goes right back to
No, I mean, it lasted, the cold snap this time lasted about
lasted only like a day, a real day of really being cold.
Here I am complaining about the weather in Florida. Meanwhile,
dude, there's people shoveling snow out their ass in all over the Midwest, up north.
I'm so sorry, whoever is listening to this is like, screw you, you started with that.
We're
so
bitching.
So sorry.
We're bitching about we're bitching about how the weather's sketchy and it's 81 day. We can go to the pool and the next day it's only 35. Which is in comparison quite nice compared to the shithole you're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, North America.
It got really cold, but I didn't have to use my driver's license to scrape ice off my car yet.
Yeah.
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 That hasn't happened.
No.
I don't look forward to it. I'm just saying.
Sometimes I use like a card. I just get my card out and like one of my bank cards or my driver's license or something. I scrape it off.
Exactly what I just said.
Is it?
It's exactly what I just said.
Fully.
Pound it. All right.
All right. So there's that. I will see. That's I zoned out for a second. I totally did that.
You and me both.
Anyways, so okay. Remember we talked about how Dark Horse is losing Star Wars to Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel's announced, obviously they're not sticking with the already established universe.
So they're straying outside of canon.
Well, no, they're collapsing the expanded universe. They're like it doesn't exist anymore. Basically they're starting from scratch with the comics, and they're going to make their own expanded universe, but all that stuff that happened for them doesn't really have the continuity. They're not keeping the continuity. Yep.
I don't get it.
Okay, so you know how Dark Horse has Star Wars Legacy, and they've got Dark Times, Knights of the Old Republic, all those different titles.
So just Dark Horse extended universe as opposed to like the novels and
Right, they're not redoing, they're not continuing on that canon from Dark Horse.
But in their canon, that canon still exists. Like they're just touching on stuff outside of it.
No, they're rebooting Star Wars as far as comics are concerned from the very beginning.
So then they're ignoring canon.
Yeah, they're ignoring the entire Dark Horse canon is what I'm saying.
The first thing I said.
Yeah, they're doing that. They're wiping, that's gone. I mean, it's still canon for Star Wars fans. It's just not canon for their stories. They're not going to go from that. They're starting their own from scratch storylines. And I'm I'll say it again. I'm worried that it's going to be Star Wars, Tales of Space and Adventure.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars is my favorite.
Like, everybody saw the Clone Wars. I'm worried it's going to be season one of the Clone Wars, except for in comic book form. And that's all I'm concerned about with that deal.
Mm-mm.
I don't want that, man. No. I really don't. That's horrible.
I think few do. I think the only ones that are happy about this,
right,
is Marvel.
Is Marvel and Disney, and therefore Disney.
Marvel, Disney, and their
employees. And Lucasfilm, which doesn't exist, but
I think probably even a bunch of their employees would be like, I don't think.
Yeah, but all they see is their stock going up.
Well, yeah, they see their stock going up, but like a lot of them could be fans.
Yeah,
of Star Wars.
I'm sure if you're working at those organizations, you're probably a fan of Star Wars.
Yeah.
So it's gonna happen. Let's just hold our breaths and hopes that Marvel does a good job with it and takes care of the baby that Dark Horse gave birth to, because that Star Wars era of 20-some years was 1990, I think, is when they took it over.
Around then, yeah.
So 24 years.
Whew.
Of excellent Star Wars comics. Gonna go by the wayside, and Marvel's gonna take them. And like I said last episode, I'm just not
crazy.
We'll
see, man. We'll see. Let's just stay positive.
I'm positive. I'm gonna stay positive.
Because 2014 is gonna run, but that's gonna happen in 2015. Like,
Dr. Marvin? Dr. Leo Marvin? Baby steps to the elevator. I've been doing what you told me to do. I do baby steps, and I get there. You're amazing, Dr. Marvin. Marvel, that's what you need to do. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Very, very little ones. Like, even little for baby standards.
Well, okay, speaking of a company that, in my opinion, is doing not nearly as good as Marvel in the movie department, we're going to do a little update on the Batman-Superman fiasco movie that's coming out.
Oh, yes. I love updates on this movie.
Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
So, supposedly, this is not going to be a Justice League movie, even though basically it ought to be. Apparently, Wonder Woman has a very small cameo, and then you're going to have, apparently, I guess the Flash is doing a cameo, maybe, and then Batman and Superman, and they're supposed to leave off on a cliffhanger that's going to lead into the Justice League movie.
So, one movie, and then explosion!
Yeah, and well, and it seems that The Rock is going to be doing some role in the Justice League movie. I'm hoping it's Cyborg, but like the rumor on the internet is it might be Lobo, and I'm like, what the fuck does Lobo have to do with the Justice League?
Wait. Not only does he not really have anything to do with the Justice League,
no,
but I don't want to see The Rock as Lobo.
No, I'm a big fan of Lobo.
He cannot handle Lobo.
No.
I'm sorry, there's no way he would ever understand that character and
you know,
play that.
You know who would be a really good Lobo? Is, what's his name from The Expendables that was in Sin City as well? Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rooney. Rourke. Mickey Rooney's 112 years old.
Well, then he can't be Marv. Rooney Rourke, I don't give a shit about
Mickey Rourke. Way, Mickey, Mickey Rourke would be a really good Lobo.
Yeah, because Lobo was always kind of Marv.
Basically, he's a
same kind of character. He'd be just as comfortable in another time.
Yeah,
putting an axe in somebody's head.
Come here, you goddamn bastich.
I don't know about you. I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah. I got your cover enhancement right here.
Oh, I love that cover.
Yeah, that's a great cover. The foil cover.
The foil is just sitting there on
right
his
on his bubble. Junk. Basically, it's this big, giant fucking
cod piece.
Dude, he rips people's arms off and noses off. It's great, man.
Looking back, it's kind of funny how that was the kind of stuff that caught our attention, was like the over-the-top gore.
Yeah, well, we're the Mortal Kombat generation.
I would see it and I'd be like, oh, I want to see more.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
But he would beat people with their own limbs and stuff. It was a great, great comic. Like, when he went to the space diner, and he slaps the chick on the ass, and he orders a six-pack breakfast. And then he blows the place to shreds, basically fighting that one guy.
Mickey Rourke on day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mickey Rourke would be awesome as Lobo. Yeah, if that's what you want to do, DC, make a Lobo movie. And Mickey Rourke be Lobo, and let's wrap this up and make some decent movies for once. Jesus fucking Christ, you're killing me with this shit. You're killing me. When I gotta watch your cart...
Oh, by the way, if you actually do that, and it works, you're welcome.
Seriously.
We're not asking for much. Just
copyright
do
Jesse Shadoos and Kamal Al-Tosh.
Oh. Sick burn.
Although we cannot copyright Lobo, and that's not what we're saying. We're copyrighting the idea of Lobo.
You know, with
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, pretty much.
Copyright.
All rights reserved. Yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
Can we mail this to ourselves?
No Susies, no take backs. Scout's honor, bro. Oh, man. Dude. So I went and saw Gabriel Iglesias with Dad on Sunday.
How was it?
Oh, it was really good, man. He had this really cool comedians come up for him and warm up. There was this Indian guy named Larry Omaha. And he's like, and he tells you, I forget what exact tribes he was from. He's like, I'm a mixture of this and this. And he's like, I bet you've never seen a Native American comedian before. He's like, you might not have seen a Native American. We're hard to find. Thanks. Dude, he was great. He was funny as shit. He was like this older guy. He was really good. And then they had two other dudes on, and then he came on. But I was sitting next to these three nurses from Tampa, right? So, like,
Yeah.
So, dad, you know, dad's diabetic. He's got to go eat a sandwich. He goes to the truck to eat a sandwich. I'm sitting there and with these three nurses, and I don't have a way into the conversation. I'm just, like, the odd man out. Everybody's talking to everybody they're with.
Yeah.
So, I'm just sitting there, like, watching the screen of who's coming up next in comedy. I was like, no, that's pretty cool. Oh, dude, Christopher Titus, that's rad. That's in March. I want to go see that. And I'm, like, just sitting there. And then, like, this girl's, like, talking. They're talking about their job being nurses and shit, and the one nurse is like, she's really talking like mad shit about people at the office, and she's like, and that bitch, she didn't even do the catheter right. She's like, that she hurt that guy, she hurt him. I wouldn't do that. I'll tell you what I would do. And I'm just like, whoa. I was like, you are an intense nurse, I can tell. I was like, you really like your job. I was like, you're getting hot about it right here and you ain't even there. I was like, what are you girls doing talking about work outside of work? I know that's all that ever happens when you leave, isn't it? They were like, it really is. Hey, what's going on? I'm doing it on this guy. My name's Michelle. And blah, blah, blah.
Nice, you know. Man. Nice.
So I started talking to them. They were nice people. And the one girl to my right was actually an atheist, because the one blonde that was sitting next to me, the one that was really excited about things, she was like, yeah, we didn't get to here till late because I had to take the kids to church today, blah, blah, blah. And the girl's like, yeah. That's the great thing about being an atheist. You got a lot more free time on Sundays. I was like, high five.
Up top.
She's like, you're an atheist? I'm like, yeah, right. I'm an atheist. She's like, that's awesome.
What's your number?
Yeah, so we started talking. And then the blonde started getting really back into nursing and shit. And again, I was like, I'm going to hire you. She's like, you're going to hire me for what? I was like, to get excited for me. I was like, anytime I can't get excited about some shit, I'm going to like call you up on the phone. You come get excited for me. I was like, her friends were dying laughing. This girl was very excited, well, very impassioned about nursing. That's the kind of nurse you want. You don't want them other bitches.
Straight up, man. Like, they take care of a lot of stuff that doctors really don't.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of nursing do you do? And they were like labor and delivery. I was like, oh, no, no.
Whoa.
She's like, you wouldn't want to do our job now, would you? I was like, uh-uh. I only like to see those things one way, and it's usually in pristine condition. I don't want to see it opening up like an egg from fucking aliens and a face sucker coming out of that bitch.
I saw one on the internet looked like an octopus mouth.
A snitch?
She had it spread open with both hands, all four fingers in there. Opens it wide, and you just see it snap shut.
Oh, God.
It was like talking.
Oh, God. Why would you?
Dude. Why would you show that? Everything I saw was just like, I was numb to it. I was.
Why would you show that though? Like, what would you? Why would you want to? No, why? What would you want to do that for?
It was some webcam thing.
Oh, that's like somebody
flipping through different feeds, and that chick.
That's
came
somebody's
out,
daughter. Like, imagine that. Yeah, that's some guy's daughter, some woman's daughter.
And then she took an eggplant upside down. I kid you not. That's about the time I was like, next.
What do you tell your parents when you come home for Thanksgiving? Oh, don't worry about keeping the turkey warm, Mom. I got that covered.
Literally.
She just drops down like, whoop, and the turkey's gone. Nobody knows where it's at. They're eating turkey dinner like, this tastes gamey.
She's out there wearing a sweater. They're all like in shorts.
Yeah.
You okay? Oh, I'm really cold. It's about like 75 in here.
Damn, Stephanie, are you pregnant? No, why?
Putting out a little weight there.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, man. When your parents go, so what are you doing for work these days? Oh, you know, shoving shit in my twat for money. You know, basically.
Yeah.
Sticking funny objects into my vagina and getting paid for it. There's just things you can't get paid for as a man.
You know what? From watching it, like, I think the main reason I couldn't stop watching it was because it almost seemed like an obsessive thing that she was doing. Like, she had to have something
right
in there, filling it.
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy. And when I watch people, like, just acting totally abnormal to what I'm used to seeing, I can't help but watch it. I'm a people watcher.
And she probably gets paid an abnormally large amount of money for doing stupid shit like that to herself. It's just, like, I don't... You know she's not turned on by it. You know it's definitely just a money thing. Because there's just no way that's any of that stuff. I mean, I know there's kinks out there, but there's just no way any of that stuff is, like, enjoyable. Those weird objects and things. Like, I
don't know, man. Oh. I, there's no way either of us can know, really.
See, but women can get paid for stuff like that. There's just, like I said, there's just certain things men can't get paid for. I don't think a man's ever been paid for sex unless it's from another man.
Quite possibly.
I mean, like, I don't think there's a woman anywhere really paying for sex. Unless it's with another woman, and then maybe.
Yeah, but we're talking about men. Like, of course, women have got money for, for sex, but as guys, no, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. There's no woman out there that's like, yeah, I'm going to have to pay for it tonight. Like, there's just not. Wait, no, I take that back. That one girl that comes into the store. She's a really big chick. She's really, really big, and she's got, like, a mustache over her upper lip. She's not an attractive woman. Somewhere there's a bridge missing a troll. So, she's a beast of a woman, and she comes in with this guy. I think he's Dominican, and
you know how you can tell?
What?
If they're wearing socks, they're not Dominican.
Well, I don't know what he was wearing.
Don't wear socks.
I never really looked at his feet.
They
so,
don't really wear socks.
Really?
And if they do, they're the ones that hide underneath the...
Oh, those little ankle socks?
Yeah.
So anyway, he comes in with her, and he's always saying how he's got a fiance or whatever, but we always see him with this chick. And she's always buying him games. Right?
Oh, no.
Right? She's always buying him games. She pays for all of them. Like, the other day...
And he doesn't really seem to care about it. He's just like, I got a new game. Yay!
No, not a new game. Like, 6 or 7 games. Like, they're all used. A lot of them are older, but she spent, like, $120 one day.
He doesn't seem the least bit concerned that it's not his money.
No.
Like, he's just like, I want this one.
He fucks her for video games, and she does it because she feels that if it's a video game, it's not really money, so that's not really prostitution, and that's how she justifies it. I guarantee you that's the situation of the thing.
That's so sad that she's pushed to that.
Dude, I don't care. I saw her, I wouldn't fuck her for Grand Theft Auto 5.
You're talking about 6 or 7 at a time. Come on, now that's a good amount of games.
It was like $120.
To get your mind off of what just happened.
I mean, but if it's true that he does have a fiance, that means, which I think is total BS, I think he doesn't have a fiance. I just think he doesn't want to admit that he's kind of with her for the games.
There's no way he's got a fiance, because... He's got a fiance. You mean to tell me she doesn't notice all them new games popping up that he's playing
all the time?
Ain't no way GameFly responds that quick. I'm sorry.
No. And GameFly only sends you the discs anyway. Mm-hmm. So, look, here's the deal. It's one of those situations where, like, you're left to speculate because you really can't ask any too many questions. But at the same time, you know in your mind, like, wow. That's a horrible thing to think about, though. Like, imagine this girl realizes that, like, her self-esteem has hit so bottom that she realizes there's only one way for me to go about this, and this guy's willing for it, so I'm basically going to take care of business. And it's tough, man. That's a real hard spot in your life. That's just... It's one of those things that you think about as an outside party, and you're just like, whoa. And he's like, but he says that they've been best friends since elementary school. Well, I don't care how close you are. I ain't never seen a chick buy dudes video games like that unless they fucking, like, that's not. And it's just, it's a weird situation. And they come in like twice a week. She dropping them ducats.
So, you know how many times she's getting laid is like twice a week, probably.
Hey, man. For a girl like her, that's good. That's good.
So, do you think they do it first, or do you think they go to the store first?
I think they come to the store first. I think he's got to ante up on the games. I mean, you wouldn't want to get caught underneath that and then, like, not get your games.
So, we're going to the store then, right? We're going to get the games?
She just drops them off.
And she's like, no, I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly.
No, wait, hold on. No, I'm tired.
Yeah. He doesn't even remotely talk like that. He's a skinny little fuck.
No. She.
Oh.
She's dropping him off.
Oh, that's right.
Are we getting the games? No, I'm tired.
Janet Reno's tired.
I need to go home and get some rest.
All
right, goodbye. Speeds away.
I just totally... Damn it.
He's on the side of the road crying. And then she got on top of me.
He's like
He's like, I ain't around. Jesus Christ.
She held me down.
Both I can still smell her on my upper lip. Her whiskers. Oh, God, the whiskers.
There is no soap. There is no soap known to man that can get the smell of vagina off your face in one washing. None.
Especially what that stuff's got to smell like down there. Jesus Ooh. Christ, that girl could burn up a pair of corduroy pants just walking fast. She's a biggin'. And I know I'm not a small man, but it's different. I'm a guy.
He's just calling it like it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Stating a fact, not making, you know, not passing judgment on
Be like,
that.
You're supposed to have two eyebrows. Two.
By my last count, yes, that's... That's about accurate. That's the going average.
Dude, seriously. She's a knuckle dragger. Okay? She's a nurse. So she makes enough money. She makes enough money to buy him all these things. Like, she makes enough.
What do you think she does?
She's a nurse, I said.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's a nurse. It's just one of those weird situations. It's a real life thing, and it's weird to watch, man. It's just weird to watch. We get a lot of weird people that come in there, man.
There's a lot of weird people in this area.
It's because it's the countryside, man. Like, there's a lot of white trash that just infatuate. Like, not infatuate.
You know, they just kind of go in there and, like, infatuate and stuff. You know,
I'm like Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton making up words. It's like, sometimes the white man infatuates. And you got to clean him out.
That's right!
We still ain't been able to get Joe Zimmerman, mm-mm. but we're working on it.
Yep. We go get him.
The Lord will not allow
this infatuation.
This infatuation and conflagration to take place. We must bring forth justice upon Mr. Zimmerman.
Justice!
Now, he hasn't been nailed, not one time, not for killing that poor little Trayvon.
Ooh, that poor little Trayvon.
And two domestic violence cases. Thrown out. This is one slippery cracker. But we gonna get him. Well, my name ain't Al motherfucking Sharpton. Jesse Jackson walks up like, yeah, I'm not really relevant anymore, but what he said.
That dude seems to show up anytime there's like... an opportunity for conflict, dude, or like...
Al Sharpton is a shit stirrer, dude. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck. Like,
he shows up and goes, oh, you gonna take that? You gonna take that? You better hit him back.
Al Sharpton is the...
You better hit him back.
When Al Sharpton walks onto the stage, they play Instigator. I'm an instigator. Can't you
nigga,
see?
Can't you
I'm
an see? Instigator. Ain't nobody worse than me.
Dude, because...
I haven't listened to
it. Oh, it's such a great bunch of two albums. But he's just... He just stirs up the shit. Like, Jesse Jackson's kind of like, oh, I'm not in the limelight anymore. Because he got too fucked up, though. Like, he had that whole child out of wedlock thing and the whole thing.
Yeah.
That'll really screw you up if the title is Reverend. You know, that'll put a wrench in the system.
When you find yourself in a place where people are like, you know, you don't want to end up like that guy.
Yeah.
Then your relevance is in the toilet, pretty
hey,
much.
Hey, I'll give Al Sharpton this. He's got really good brand recognition. The guy puts himself into everything, and that's why he was down here stirring up shit. Like, he didn't give a shit about Trayvon Martin.
No, he really didn't.
No, or the family.
He loses sight of exactly what the problem is. Totally off.
Yeah, he's like, how many shirts can I make for Trayvon? It's for Trayvon, yo.
So if I actually run this time, how many votes do you think this will
I wonder if he's got an equation for Black Crisis. So, like, when he shows up, you know, he's got a level, and he's got an equation that tells him just how many empowered speeches he's going to be able to make and how much money he's going to get from each one.
I have to have 5 speeches ready by this weekend, okay?
We're like...
So you better get to writing.
I heard about the shooting down in New Mexico. Now, I don't know, was it Mexican, white, or can we go down there and give a speech? Mexican, white, speech. That's it.
Oh, we're getting in some deep waters here on Yeah, I Said It. We're fucking with Sharpton, ladies and gentlemen. Shit, he might call Jesse Jackson to get the Rainbow Coalition together. Jeez, no, man. We're
Fuck. Sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate.
He's gonna drop the microphone and walk off.
That's what Al Sharpton is. He's an old version of the lead singer from Sexual Chocolate.
Hey, you know, he believes that children are our future.
Yeah.
And it's the right thing to teach them well and let them lead the way.
Dude, wouldn't it be funny if Al Sharpton was like going to give a speech and all of a sudden he walked out and it was like, Dago! Dago! Dago!
He's got a little lean to his walk.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome his awesome, awesome reverendness, the Reverend Al to the Sharp Talk. He comes out, I'm real sorry about the shooting in New Mexico, but being as that this boy was not a boy of color, I ain't got much to say about that shit. Later.
Boom, boom, boom.
Here I go. Here I go. Gotta go.
Just walks on stage from one side and walks off the other. Immediately.
Fireworks go off when he exits the stage. And little like sparklers.
Yeah.
Sharpton. Running for president in this bitch. Y'all about to vote another one in.
Here I go.
Oh, dude. So that's what you're going to get in 2014, ladies and gentlemen, from Yeah, I Said It. We're not holding back. We're going to go right at you. Conquer topics, man. Taboo or not, we're going to get right into it with you. You know, we have no tolerance for bullshit. And
zero.
We don't like fake people. We don't like homophobes, racists. And we're going to call you out on it every time.
Nah. Can't stand them.
Nope. And we're going to call you out on it every time you're a dumbass. Cy Robertson, we're going to call you out on it. Cy Robertson, Pat Robertson, and all the Robinsons. Take your Dick Dynasty and go home.
Dick Dynasty.
Cause
yo, that sounds like the title for a porn.
Dick Dynasty, they all got beards.
And if it actually comes out, you're welcome.
Dude.
That I haven't.
Dude, you can see.
You can keep the royalties, that's fine.
You can see him, he's going, with the duck collar while she's blowing him.
Nah, yeah. She's gotta be a duck. She's dressed.
Oh yeah, and he calls her.
Yeah, and she shows up and she's like, "Whew, it's a good thing I found you. I heard that call and it sounded so sexy. I couldn't wait to procreate." He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to shoot you with my gun."
I ain't never seen a duck with a tail as fine as that. Come here, bitch. Dick Dynasty in the background. The cameraman.
It's gotta have gold letters and they gotta like glimmer. It's just like, you know, you get lens flares and shit.
Hey, since they're really
production.
There's one item that they haven't made from in the Duck Dynasty catalog.
What's that?
Condoms. Cause Christians don't wrap it up.
Oh, of course not. Why stop it?
We gotta keep pumping out those ignorant babies.
It's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, evolution's not real. That's why there's walking catfish in Florida.
Not at all possible.
Nope, not even a little bit. Mm-mm. Jesus made him that way.
Oh, of course.
Right from the get.
You know, he had himself a little bit of wine.
Yeah.
He thought it was water.
I got my Cavatier cognac right here.
Whoopsie.
I miss the ladies, man, dude.
I think we all do one
great sketch by Tim Meadows. If I could do the ladies, man, as a podcast, I'll do the ladies, man, podcast. Be like, because I could, like, you know, have girls call in, record the calls, and be like, "Hey, what's happening? You've reached the ladies, man. What's your query, lady?" You know, and she'd tell me and be like, "You know, I think my husband's cheating on you." Yeah, that's probably true. I
I missed it, man. I thought that movie was actually pretty decent. I dug it.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, man. So, but
have a nice day.
He had a tattooed on his ass. Yeah. Will Ferrell was hilarious. He was like, "You sure you don't want some oil? It's actually quite nice." He's like, "Lance, you are clearly gay, and that is not cool." Yeah. But, next week we might have David Ward back hanging out with us.
Right on.
Once again, we're going to MegaCon, everybody. We're going to be doing some spots out there. Trying to get some interviews going.
Definitely looking forward to that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to try and do some other things too, man, over this next year. We got some things lined up. We're not quite ready to drop on you yet. But look out, because it's going to be awesome, man. We'll see you guys next week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
Peace. We go.